This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Crude oil prices, again in the news today. Want to guess what they did? Yep, they fell. And key members of OPEC made it clear over the weekend they intend to keep on drilling and pumping. But why would a maker of really anything flood the market with excess supply? We asked Scott Tong from our sustainability desk to find out.
Saudi Arabia is OPEC's biggest and most influential member. Yesterday, its oil minister said the cartel would never cut production. Bhushan Bari at IHS Energy says OPEC's last supply cut in 2008 backfired. Competitors ate into its market, and cartel members don't want a rerun.
Brazil, Russia, the United States would take over their customers. Prices could fall to 40, to 30, to 20.
Let's say prices fall to 20. That could benefit OPEC long term by cultivating a new generation of drivers, says Amy Myers Jaffe at UC Davis.
If you're a country like a Saudi Arabia or Kuwait, where oil is your main export, you need to act and make sure that oil prices are not too high and that you're able to sustain continued demand for your fuel.
Low prices mean a war of attrition for oil sellers. The Saudis drill it cheap and they have a fat wallet. Not so for their nemesis, Iran. Valerie Mercil of the Chatham House think tank in London says the Saudis would prefer a bankrupt Iran to one that's flush.
Should Iran start to withhold some of its support of the Assad regime because of having to tighten the belt with lower oil prices, that'll be seen as a victory. Should Iran go forward with its nuclear program, that'll be seen as a major failure in Riyadh.
If low prices indeed yield the intended pain, perhaps Saudi and OPEC's key members will pump forever. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.